Hello and welcome back to episode 183 of Mad Slam. And today it is the Eamon Jams hit list. A bit of a change to the lineup because it was meant to be the terrific 12 of me and DJ Sana. But on Monday we both weren't feeling too good, so we didn't actually do it. But we're going to be recording that next week. So, I brought the Eamon Jams hit list forwards. So, just a slight change to the lineup, but yeah. Got a great show lined up to you today, as always, on the Eamon Jams hit list. Which is bringing the Eamon Jams from the streets into your ears. Which was DJ JT's idea, and I've carried it on. So, I've got four old school hip hop tracks, four that use samples. And then four new ones. And apologies if not me on top form today, because I went to a gig last Friday and at the Victoria Warehouse in Manchester to see the Keys. Then some idiot decided to let off a flare, which is in an indoor gig. And I was on the balcony, so. The smoke rises and it's got on my chest. I've been coughing all week, so hopefully my lungs allow, I'll be able to record the whole show and not end up coughing too much. So just bear with me a little bit, but the flies really messed me up. I don't understand it. When after the Manchester Bob, you'd think there'd be more on it, and since the Manchester Bob, I've not seen one flare there, and that's because you've got body scanners. Yeah, the small venues, they've got a bit of a culture where the stewards are like, oh well, not what we can do about it. They're like, well, there is, you shouldn't let them in with it, simple as that. So, Yeah, not really good. Well, I'm not doing too good, but hopefully it could have been a lot worse, so hopefully it's not too bad. So, let's get on with the show now anyway. That's my rant over. So I'll start with the old school one, so I'll play two and then play the other two. So, the first two I've got, well, the first one is Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim. And it's a 1987 song by the American hip-hop duo Eric B. and Rakim, written and produced by group members Eric Barrier and Rakim Allah. And the song was released on the fifth single from the duo's debut album of the same name, and it became one of the group's most successful and famous singles, owing heavily to a popular remix of the song by English electronic dance music duo Cold Cut. And then the second one is They Reminisce Over You, Try, in brackets, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. And it's inspired by the death of their close friend, Troy Dixon, better known as Trouble. So, T. Roy, of Heavy D and the Boys in 1990. The song was the lead single off their debut album, Mecca and the Soul Brother. It was released in 1992. And it later became a staple of early 1990s hip-hop. The song contains a sample from Today, which is part of the album The Honeysuckle Breeze by Tom Scott and the California Dreamers. These are two really good ones to start the show off and get us right underway. So without further ado, let's get the show underway and get the party started. With Pay in Full, followed by They Reminisce Over You. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What a great start to show that with two absolute bangers. Yeah, two proper old school hip hop tracks right there. And I really like the backing music, it's so chilled, it's so good, really good. So yeah, that was the first two, and now we've got the next two up next. So I've got Missy Elliott with The Rain with Super Duper Fly in brackets. And it's the debut single by Mr. Ian Elliott. It was written and composed by Don Bryant and Bernie Miller. Elliott and producer Timbaland for her debut album, Super Duper Fly, which came out in 1997. And it contains a sample of Ann Peebles' 1973 single, I Can't Stand the Rain, whose lyrics serve as the chorus. Now, yeah, can't be a bit Missy Elliott, and this is a good one. Then the next one is Brooklyn Zoo by All Dirty Bastard. Now, this is the debut single by American hip hop artist All Dirty Bastard, and he was out of the Wu-Tang Clan. Oh yeah, I really love Wu-Tang Clan anyway, so. Got to be played, and this was off the album Return to the 36 Chambers, the dirty version, which came out in 1995. Then 36 Chambers was the Wu-Tang, one of the Wu-Tang Clan's top albums. And Old Dirty Bastard was the second member of the Wu-Tang Clan to release a solo effort behind Method Man. Then Brooklyn Zoo is Old Dirty Bastard's second highest charting single behind Got Your Money. I played one of his tracks before, Shimmy Shimmy Yah. Shimmy Shimmy Yah, Shimmy Yah, Shimmy Yay. Give me the mic so I can take it away. I really like that one, but I really like this too, so. Yeah, enjoy a bit of Missy Elliott, followed by Old Dirty Bastard. Ah, yeah, another two really good tracks. I really enjoyed those. I think the second one was probably one of the bluest songs I've played, but it was a good one. But that's the thing with this podcast, because it's the only one that I allow swearing on, so. Yeah, it comes with a word in this podcast. Well, I hope you enjoyed those two as much as I did. And now that brings the old school hip hop section to a close. Then I ran into the sample ones. But, yeah, even the old ones, I had about a couple of those new samples, so. A bit of an extended sample section. So the first two. So I've got Rhyming and Stealing by Beastie Boys. Dropping the Needle on their multi-platinum debut, License to Ill, Rhyming and Stealing. Would be the first thing heard introducing the bombastic drums of Led Zeppelin's John Bonham. That a sample of When the Lovey Breaks to hip hop heads forevermore, so. Yeah, it's actually, it actually goes well, because I think Led Zeppelin's drummer on some songs drummed a lot like high BPM, 200 BPM, so that goes well with hip hop. So that's it. Good one. And yeah, I think Beastie Boys are a bit underplayed. Yeah, they are really good artists. And then the one after that, as I mentioned earlier, it's Wu-Tang Clan with a song called Tears, which is a Wendy Renz After Laughter Comes Tears sample. And is a frequent go-to for the Wu-Tang Clan and affiliates. The Prince of Ode has been sampled on multiple tracks, including Shyam's Party Goes On. That Party Going On even 1994. Method Man's Stimulation 1994, and RZA and ODB's Black Widow Part 2 2001, and of course The Clans, that powerful tears of their classic debut, Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. With so much Wu-Tang love, maybe Wendy Rand should be considered an unofficial member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Really like the Wu-Tang Clan, it's another one. Really good tune. I played a few of theirs, but not this one. So both of these tracks are brand new to the podcast, so enjoy the Beastie Boys, followed up by the Wu-Tang Clan. Oh yeah, really dig those two tracks. Absolutely love those. And I was just doing some research on that got the name the Wu-Tang Clan got the name because that RZA and Old Dirty Bastard adopted the name after the film Shaolin on Wu-Tang. So yeah, pretty cool that, and some really good tunes really. So some good artists in Wu-Tang Clan. So you got Method Man, Jizza, RZA, Method Man and Old Dirty Bastard. So yeah, some really good ones. There's definitely a lot of music that you could start listening to from just out of the likes of NWA, Public Enemy, and Wu-Tang Clan, because it's got like four or five. There are rappers in each group, so yeah, there's quite a lot of music that is that they've gone like solo stuff, and that sounds really good. So yeah, really good two tunes. Really love Wu-Tang Clan. When I was in Primark the other week, they had a Wu-Tang Clan hoodie, which I think I'm going to grab because I really like that. So yeah, and then the next two samples are, well, I just mentioned that, you probably can hear me, with Rebel With A Pause. The sample is the loop sequel of saxophonist Robert McCulloch from the opening of the JB's The Grunt. That Blame Public Enemy's Rebel Without Pause, the Bomb Squad PE sample crazy production team, and elevated the sonic texture of their debut album to make Rebel the centerpiece of what was long considered the greatest hip hop track of all time. It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, it was called. For some reason, I've not found out what year it was out in, but anyway, it's a good album. Called It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back by Public Enemy. And it's another brand new track to the podcast. I've played Express Yourself and stuff by Public Enemy before. But Rebel Without Pause is a really good one, and the as soon as you hear it, you'll recognise it, and you recognise the sample. It's one of them earworms that'll get stuck in your head, so you've been warned. And then the next one is Biggie Smalls with a song called More Money, More Problems, also known as The Notorious B.I.G. And it samples Diana Ross's 1980 hit, I'm Coming Out, to power a feel-good hit for Bad Boy Entertainment's flagship MC, The Notorious B.I.G. Then they sung More Money, More Problems. And got More Money, More Problems, but a podcast ain't one. Love a bit of Biggie Smalls, and I knew DJ JT loved him. Yeah, I really like this track, and one of my favourites of Biggie. Yeah, enjoy these two, and then we'll be back as we end the show with the news section. Yeah, enjoy Public Enemy with Rebel with a Pack Without a Pause. And then More Money, More Problems by The Notorious B.I.G. Now that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, great tune there. Then in Flavor Flav style. Yeah, boy. Oh, yeah, really good. I love those two tracks. And I think Biggie Smalls actually sounds well young on that. On that song. Sounds like he's about 18 or something, probably is. But yeah, two great tunes to end it. Two great tunes to end the sample section there. Yeah, my ventilator keeps breathing in funny, sorry. Sounds like I'm vaping, I'm not. It's a ventilator, but... Yeah, but two great tunes to end the sample section there, and all four were really good. All eight songs have been really good so far, I hope you like enjoyed them. And now we're heading to the new section. Then we've got four songs left, so I'll play two and then two. Then we'll have one song to play out at the end. So I've got H with Round 2. And this is the latest single from Manchester rapper H. And the name H derives from the pronunciation of the letter H, which is the first letter of his given name, Harrison. So yeah. Yeah, lovely. I love H. I love rapping in that rappers. Not rapping in that, because I've played that Scouse one before. This one's really good. And then after that, I've got Ice Spice. Then Nicki Minaj with a song called Princess Diana. Now, Ice Spice, born Isis Lawyer Gaston. He's known freshly as Ice Spice. He's an American rapper born and raised in the Bronx, New York City, and she embarked on her musical career while studying at college in 2021. After meeting producer Riot USA. And the fact that she had managed to collaborate with a legendary, groundbreaking, innovative female rapper in Nicki Minaj. That speaks volumes and shows that how highly thought of she is. So these are two really good new ones. So enjoy H with Round 2. The Lord Wright, Princess Diana by Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj. And that was a bit of Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj right there. Yeah, two really good tracks to start off the new section. And I'm not sure if I played the H one before. I got a feeling I have, but I probably like it more because it mentioned that Man United at the start. So, oh, I like it. Not two good ones to start off, and then the two last ones. Is Cinderella by Future, Metro Boomin and Travis Scott. There's a song by American rapper Future, the American record producer Metro Boomin. And fellow American rapper and singer Travis Scott. It's the ninth track from Future and Metro's collaborative studio album called We Don't Trust You, and that came out in March 2024. And the three artists wrote the song between them. I really like these three. I think they got a good flow, I think. Like Metro Boomin the most, but all three of these, DJJT loved. He was really into Future and Travis Scott, because they're more... Well, Travis Scott's a lot like Post Malone, so... Anyway, we were both big fans of. Then another one of DJJT's favourites is... Yeah, that's called J. Cole, and the song's called Hunting Wabbits. which is, of course, Elmer Fudd off the Looney Tunes. They've got that hunting rabbits. So, J. Cole initially gained attention as a rapper. Following the release of his debut mixtape, The Come Up, in early 2007. I never knew he was going this long. And in terms of further pursuing his music career, he signed with Jay-Z's Roc Nation in 2009, where he released two additional mixtapes, The Warm Up 2009 and Friday Night Lights 2010. The third critical acclaim, as he garnered a wider following. And now he's actually got me an album out and stuff. And I think JT actually went to see him at a wireless festival. And he really enjoyed it and said he was really good live, so. I've always kept my eye on his music, so. It's a good one. I sort of like that. It samples Hunting Rabbits from Elmer Fudd seeing it and stuff, which was really good. That takes me back to being a kid watching Looney Tunes. Yeah, we'll get these two on fire, and then I'll be back to tell you what we've got coming up. Then say goodbye, and I've got one song to play that with at the end. Yeah, here is Cinderella, followed by Hunting Rabbits. Oh yeah, what a way to end the show there. Yeah, there are two really chilled out tracks. Two chilled out rap tracks. They have rapping but with R&B vibes to them, but really good. Then yeah, that's the end of the show, I'm afraid. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. We started with four old school hip hop tracks, and we had four sampled tracks. Then we just ended with four brand new hip hop tracks that are fresh off the press. Then that section was the DDJT's Fresh Tracks section, and that is the end of the show. Well, thanks for joining me, and I hope you had a good time. And even if you're not into hip hop music, hopefully you can respect the art of rap. It's like poetry to music, I'd say it is. And there is a lot. If you listen to the lyrics, you are really, really good. So, yeah, thanks again for listening. But we have got more shows to come, as always. So, next week I will be back with the Terrific 12 with DJ Sana. So, I hope they're all feeling a lot better than Manchester side itself out. Because now I'm at the end of the show, my voice is going, so. Hopefully I'll just make it to the end before it goes. And then hopefully DJ Chad's ready to go next week. So yeah, and the Truth Got 12 next week and the week after. It's hopefully going to be the DJ Chopper show. And then I've hopefully got an interview tonight with a band called The True Strays, so. That's what we've got coming up. And then we're nearly in summer, so. I'll be doing some barbecue mixtapes and sunbathing mixtapes. And all that jazz, so that's what we've got coming up in the next few weeks. And then we will also, in 17 weeks' time, it will be episode 200, so we will be doing a big celebration for that. Hopefully get some of the listeners around. We can celebrate the 200th episode together. And yeah, now, all it's left to say is, I've been DJ Chappers. I'm now signing off. And this has been a Batsman production. For RSS, SoundCloud, Deezer and Apple Podcasts. On your smartphone, on your smart speaker. Wherever you choose to listen, anytime, anywhere. And you can get all the links at the website at www.fmbouts.com. And on Instagram at Bounce Van Podcast. Then, if you'd like to get involved on one of the shows on the Stranded Songs, my email is chappers141 at icloud.com. So hopefully I'd love to hear from you guys. And now we have got someone to play us out, and it is Wiz Khalifa with Black and Yellow featuring Snoop Dogg. Then I love two of my favourite colours. The real gem, black and white. I love Manchester. The Manchester Beak and all that, so Black and Yellow. Then yeah, really good tune to finish off the show. Thanks again, take care, thanks for listening, enjoy this track. Then I'll be back with you next week with DJ Sana. Enjoy Black and Yellow.